With me again today is Kentucky Emergency Management Director Eric Gibson and our Transportation Secretary Jim Gray. This weather event was forecast to have 36 straight hours of snow, sleet, and ice, followed by dangerously cold temperatures. We received a little less snow than expected, but a lot more ice along numerous parts of Kentucky. That makes this an even more dangerous event than originally forecasted. Thankfully, Kentuckians were prepared. This is our 15th federally declared weather disaster. We know what to do, and the steps taken by everyone has made a huge difference. A big thank you to all our Kentuckians who avoided the roads yesterday and hopefully are avoiding them today as well. At the state level, we started preparing earlier last week. Steps included pre-treating our roadways, preparing equipment, and coordinating with partner agencies. It involved bringing in contractors to increase the size and the speed of our response. It included designating warming centers, pre-positioning water, coordinating with the Guard and other state agencies, and ensuring our utilities had increased their number of linemen and were ready to seek mutual aid. On Friday, I signed a state of emergency and activated the state's price gouging laws. And on Saturday, the president approved an emergency disaster declaration. Thank you to President Trump for taking that step. The system has now moved out of the eastern side of our state, but I want to emphasize we are not in the clear yet. Some roads, especially secondary, are still impassable. Our interstates that while we have made significant progress, if you're on them, if you have to be on them, you need to slow down. If you're going the full speed limit on our interstates, you are driving dangerously. Roadways are still slick and temperatures are still dangerously cold, and that will continue throughout this whole week. We hope that there will be a period today, but we especially think there will be one tomorrow where the temperatures will rise enough for us to make significant headway on our roads. We need folks to continue to avoid travel today if possible. This system began moving through the state on Saturday. Areas in northern Kentucky received up to 12 inches of snow, with 4 to 6 inches hitting much of central Kentucky. Ice accumulations were higher than expected and had the biggest impact. Some areas got over 3/4 of an inch of ice. That's enough to bring down tree limbs. Even worse, that's enough to bring down power lines. It's caused significant power outages and major impacts on our roadways, especially our overpasses. We're now looking at dangerous wind chills as low as negative 20 degrees across Kentucky. An upgrade to an extreme cold warning is possible. I will say I expect that for an extreme cold warning to be issued for Kentucky. Tomorrow morning is going to be the worst. It is going to be dangerously cold. Tomorrow morning, being outside for just 10 to 30 minutes could result in hypothermia or frostbite, so we need everyone to take precautions. We need everyone to avoid spending too much time outside and make sure you bring in those pets too. Our hardest hit counties were Barron, Pulaski, Allen, and Monroe, but this was a statewide event and every county had major impacts. We're working hard to address every area's needs. This event, again, is going to continue for several days. Currently, we are down to 47,123 power outages as of right now. That is down from 73,590 at the height of the outages yesterday. That means about a third of the outages have been addressed. And remember, yesterday, with all the precipitation, all the snow and sleet and ice coming down, it was harder for the crews to do their work. That's not the case now. It is dry. So make sure if you're out there and you see those crews that you give them a wide berth, because we want them all working as fast as they can. I think we'll make significant progress today. But I want to say to anybody who does not have power, I want you to be prepared. I would just assume it's at least going to be a day, though we hope to get you back up faster than that. But you need to know where your warming center is. And if you can't make it through another day, make sure you go to that warming center. We want you to be safe. Again, today, I hope that we make significant progress, but to be safe, make sure you look up that warning center location. We currently have more than 137 warming centers set up across the Commonwealth. Most of these have been set up by county emergency management, so make sure that you thank them, but take advantage of this. We don't want to lose anybody to hypothermia because power is out and these are right here available. The map you're seeing shows all the locations. The site is linked on my social for anyone in need. You can also go to kyem.ky.gov. Our state parks have also been set up as warming centers on the locations you see on the slide. There is current capacity at every single one of them. So if you are without power and you are close to any of these state parks, come on over. It is warm there. We have a place for you to keep you safe until your power gets back up online. At this point, we're counting a few hundred Kentuckians that are being sheltered, but we're confirming those numbers as we transport more people that are in need. Our team yesterday evacuated about 150 people from hotels in London that were without power. We also helped evacuate some guests from Barron River State Park, which was also out of power. Forestry has 17 cut teams that are deployed all over the state. These are teams that are cutting the down trees and lines so that we can open up the roads, but also to get power up and restored. We're now concentrating those teams in areas that receive the highest ice accumulation. So if you are in one of those counties, you're going to see more cut and toss teams today. We have updates on water and wastewater systems. Boiled water advisory, not all that large, about 500 connections. We have two systems in limited operations and only one system statewide that is non-operational. So a great job to our water and wastewater utilities of keeping that service running. We have 1,100 Kentucky Transportation trucks on the road with additional 358 contractors that are out there. This is the type of man and woman power that we are putting to work to try to make sure those roads are as safe as possible. It's a heavy lift because it hit the entire state. We're throwing everything we have at it to try to get you all mobile in the next couple of days and reduce the impact of this storm. Electric cooperatives have crews being deployed all over Kentucky. We think in between the contractors, the regular employees, and this was a question yesterday, we requested additional resources from Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and Michigan. That's mutual aid we are receiving from less hard-hit areas. We think we have 1,175 field crews. Those are utility field crews that are out there in the field trying to restore power. That is a huge number. So again, we're taking this seriously and we're throwing every resource we have at it. I'm going to turn it over to Eric Gibson. He has been here for the last probably 3 days straight, working really hard, trying to get the best emergency response to each and every Kentuckian. Eric.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Governor, and good morning from the EOC. It's a team effort, that's for certain. There's a whole lot of people who've been here during this time, and the teams have been working really hard during this time to try to make sure that we meet the needs across the state. And today we're going to talk just a little bit about that effort, and I wanted to update you on some of the reallocation of our resources into those hardest hit areas. We've worked overnight really closely with our National Guard folks to move resources into that area that we know that is really suffering right now, with nearly 50% of those customers in Allen County and Monroe County without power this morning. So we worked overnight with their forces, and they're reallocating their staff down there to put more soldiers in there, airmen and soldiers from the National Guard, the Army National Guard in there to be there to assist and try to get those roads cleared, get that utility crews to where they need to be so that they can restore those power lines and get you back online. With that being said, there's a few other things that we've been doing here that I wanted to update you on. Since yesterday, I shared that phone number with everyone that was to for the unmet needs, and we took a lot of calls on that, and I really appreciate you all doing that. We've tasked those to the appropriate agency. I think we took 114 calls on that particular line. Additionally, we're talking with our forestry folks, our utility co-ops, and we're continuing to move those resources. And that's what we look at on an event. Once the precipitation ended, we started assessing our areas of greatest concern and then reallocating our resources to attack that. And I think that's what our teams are doing today, and you should see a continuous improvement in that area. Additionally, our shelters remain open, ready to meet your needs if you're in an area without power. Everyone is talking about the cold temperatures to come. The governor's highlighted that already. Brutal cold temperatures, near zero, wind chills well below zero overnight tonight and in tomorrow morning. We have the centers open if you need that. Remember the phone number that we posted yesterday, and I'm glad to share it with you today, 502-607-6665. If you need a warming center, or if you know of a situation that we need to address, please pass it on to us. We'll assign that task. Also, remember the vulnerable populations that are out there during these cold weather events. Our county officials, local emergency managers, judge executives have done a really good job of opening these warming centers, but make sure we're looking out for that vulnerable population. It'd be very difficult to survive a night at this temperature without proper protection from that. With that being said, we want to talk a little bit about our two main efforts here. That's the power restoration and transportation. And so we're continuing to work with those co-ops. The governor's talked about the mutual aid coming in. Our teams from Energy and Environment Cabinet, just over my left shoulder, have been here around the clock working with our co-ops, just making sure that we're communicating with them if they need any resources to get roadway clear, to get in there so that they can address those down lines. Those are those details that we're trying to work through to make sure we're there to get that power restored as quickly as possible. However we can help them help you is what we're trying to do. And with that being said, I'm going to turn it over to Secretary Gray from our Transportation Cabinet, who's going to talk about that other line of effort on our roads and our highways. Secretary Gray.
Thanks, Director, and thanks, Governor. You know, you all both said it so well. There is no I in teamwork, and that's exactly what's been illustrated so much in the last few days. And I want to echo again what the governor has said. This storm has left an impact on all 120 Kentucky counties. Our focus at the Transportation Cabinet at the Department of Highways remains on keeping Kentuckians safe. We have literally thousands, almost 2,300 skilled highway crew members and staff responding across the state. With plow trucks, as the governor said, nearly 1,458 to be exact, chainsaws, graders, and other equipment at work. We're working to keep priority routes passable for emergency responders and for critical travel. Our message boards on the highways say today, icy road conditions, slow down. And also they say, avoid unnecessary travel. There are no reported major roadway impacts at this time. However, I just got late breaking news that we do have a jackknifed semi has blocked southbound 75 just north of Clay's Ferry Bridge. Fortunately, we have pre-positioned wreckers and they are responding as I speak. But at 8, I want to thank our traveling public for giving our operators room to do their jobs. Thank you so much for that. Because it is likely, things are likely to change as travel increases. And until roadway conditions improve, we have to be more mindful and more careful. At 8 a.m. this morning, there were a handful of state highways blocked by downed power lines. At least one closure due to flooding. Ice is still affecting trees, particularly in southern and eastern Kentucky. Some progress overnight. Interstate routes range from wet in places to wheel paths to snow-packed. Our focus today is on priority routes, crossovers, ramps, turn lanes, and secondaries. We're taking advantage of what sunlight we have before the onset of this bitter and brutal cold tonight. As the governor said, and I've said it already, if you don't need to be out, stay at home, stay safe. Now, as conditions allow, we will turn our focus, as I've already said, to secondary routes now that the preparation has mostly, the precipitation has mostly passed. Remember, with ice and downed trees and extreme cold, they remain a challenge this week. Salt nor plows will be as effective. And be on the lookout for a couple of minor weather makers perhaps this week. Clipper systems later in the week. Crews will be ready to respond to whatever weather conditions are thrown at us. We want to thank Kentuckians for doing their part by staying off the roads. It's made a huge difference. But if you must travel, Expect the unexpected. Watch for black ice, fallen debris, stranded vehicles, and dark traffic signals due to power outages. Pack an emergency car kit and learn more at snowky.ky.gov, including traffic updates. Now, reminder, for safety purposes, state offices are closed today, including driver's license offices. Appointment holders have been notified, and staff will work to reschedule. Remember, with a completed vision screening form, you can still renew online. See driveky.ky.gov. Again, I want to thank our snow and ice fighters, not only on the front lines, but at, for example, right here, the EOC, where they're working with other agencies and technicians working to keep equipment in good shape. Back to the governor.
As Secretary Gray mentioned, we pre-positioned 12 large wreckers that can clear the roadways when we have these semi-jackknifes. They are around the Commonwealth. That's going to increase our response time and decrease the amount of time the traffic may back up. To all the 15 and 16-year-olds that had an appointment at our driver's licensing offices, I feel your pain. When I turned 16 in the mid-90s, we had a massive ice storm, and that postponed it by a couple weeks. I think I blamed my parents. I'm not sure that it was their fault. I want to give a brief update on our Kentucky State Police. Our telecommunicators are working around the clock, ensuring that no call goes unanswered during this storm. KSP has received 4,863 calls for service related to the winter storm. They've conducted 327 wellness checks and responded to 413 requests for motor assistance. State police continue to encourage Kentuckians to call 911 for emergencies only. KYEM has also received 114 calls to the unmet needs line. That's this one right behind me. That number is 502-607-6665. 502-607-6665. In closing, we're working really hard to get the roads safe and to get power back on, but we still have some days ahead of us to fully accomplish that goal. So please don't travel today unless it's an emergency. Keep your phones charged and have backup flashlights if needed. Make sure you have a weather safety kit ready. Know where your local warming center is, and if you don't have power when it's getting close to night, I suggest you go there and make sure that you have a warm night tonight. Keep your pets indoors. Don't go outside for extended periods of time. If you use a generator, move it out. I'm concerned that we are investigating at least one fatality that might be a result of this. I think we've got three deaths that we are investigating and whether or not they were caused by this storm. We don't want any others. Check on your neighbors. Just make sure they're okay. What a good time to live out the parable of the Good Samaritan. All it takes is a phone call or knocking on their door. Just see if they're all right. Make sure to conserve energy if you do have power. And I'll remind everybody once again, if you get out there to shovel, remember it's heavier than normal. It's not just snow, but there's ice on top of it. As I said yesterday, last January, when we had the ice sandwich, we lost six people due to heart attacks related to shoveling. Take lots of breaks. Let's not lose one single person to shoveling. And to all of our media partners, please get out that out there in a way to where as people today might not be going to work, they might be shoveling. We just want them to be safe. Once again, unmet needs line, 502-607-6665. We're going to keep providing updates via my social media, and tonight we're going to evaluate roads and give an update ahead of Tuesday morning commutes. I can tell you in the very least, a Tuesday morning commute, as cold as it's going to be, will be icy. There will be black ice in different places. And if you are commuting, you need to take your time. We believe that we can get the roads in much better shape Tuesday, tomorrow, as it warms up a little throughout the day. So remember, we'll get through this and we'll get through it together. Everybody out there, stay safe. We've got three journalists that are on the line for us. We'll start with Tom Latek from Kentucky Today.
Thank you, Governor. Good morning to you and the gentleman there beside you. the Senate Democrats and now some Republicans are talking about not funding Homeland Security. How will that affect the aid that FEMA has, the president has approved for Kentucky due to this storm?
Well, I haven't seen, you mean federally. We'll see. Right now, the president has signed the necessary paperwork for this to be an emergency approved by FEMA. I fully expect those dollars to flow. And typically, those dollars are in the form of reimbursement, and they take years to come through anyways. So I don't see any long-term impact right now. And I know that that argument isn't about natural disasters. I believe both in our congressional delegation, Democrats and Republicans from Kentucky believe that we should continue FEMA funding that helps states get through this. The Trump administration had been cutting back on that. There'd been draft memos that said snowstorms might not be included, but guess what? They signed this one, and we're grateful for that. So I've got no complaints from our federal partners for this. We got FEMA that have been in the room, and we're grateful for their partnership. Next, we have Karen Czar.
Good morning, Governor. Thank you. Governor, it sounds like, of course, you're saying today, please no non-essential travel. And I believe you're saying into tomorrow. As far as what is the timeline? When do you anticipate it will be safe for non-essential travel? And also, do you have a number as far as people utilizing shelters and state parks?
So far, our state parks don't have a significant population. Only a couple folks have come to our state park warming centers, but they are there and they are available. What we're finding is that there are a couple of congregate shelters, mainly run by the Red Cross, but people are finding friends and family that are close by to stay in. If you look at our map of power outages, while it's a lot, 47,624 at the moment, it is almost all in one specific area. So if you have friends or family members really two counties away where you live, you can find a warm place, and that's where we believe that most people are. But again, if we can put up the slide for our state parks and warming centers, all of these places are available. We have our employees in there ready to take care of you. So if you don't have power, we don't want anybody to get hypothermia. We want everybody to be safe. Those are all open. All right, finally, Carolina from WLEX.
Good morning, Governor. You said tomorrow you guys are hoping to get the roads in better shape. There could be that small break in the extreme cold. Is there a timeline, though, that the state has in mind to get all of the roads cleared, or is this really sunshine dependent at this point?
That's a good question. I do think the quality of the roads is going to be sunshine and temperature dependent. If you look right now, we are going to be cold all the way through next Monday or Tuesday. This is going to be an extended period of cold. Now, I think tomorrow, today, I think we're going to get some good work done on the roads. Tomorrow, I think we may have some significant progress. If that happens and there isn't significant additional accumulation, I think we will be much safer after the middle of the day when we get the sunshine to tomorrow. But we're going to continue to give updates. You know, we can't change Mother Nature. We can just do our very best. Remember, the salt and the brine have specific temperatures where if it gets under, it just simply doesn't work as well. So we will continue to provide updates. But I do expect, if you are going to commute tomorrow morning, give yourself at least double the amount of time. Think about what major roads you can take as opposed to minor roads. Take a really good look at your neighborhood or where you live, and think about whether you can get out of that area. If you can work remotely, if that's good by your employer, you're a lot more productive if you can do that on Tuesday than if your car goes off the road and you're stuck for several hours getting help. But if you're going to drive today or tomorrow, pack that emergency kit. Pack the blankets, pack the water, make sure that your phone is fully charged. If you have to get out there, at least just take those steps to where you can buy yourself enough time for us to get to you if something happens. Again, thank you, everybody. We'll continue to provide updates. Really grateful for all the caution that Kentuckians have shown, how much they care about each other. This is our 15th federally declared weather disaster, 16th at least, if you include last January. So we can make it through this. Let's just be patient and let's make good decisions. Thank you all.